3 healthy things you can do during your latest binge watch. I can remember the first time I ever binge watched a TV show. It happened the moment I was given a laptop junior year in high school. Over the course of the winter semester, I watched all 11 seasons of South Park. That feeling of accomplishment was like none other. The best part is, it took little to no effort to accomplish. I was hooked. I needed more things to binge. Since the invention of ad-free viewing, TV entertainment is just mainlined right into your body. It is 100% concentrated entertainment. There are no commercials, interruptions, your enjoyment, giving you a second to think, maybe I should be doing something better with my time. Nope, it's just pure bliss right into your eyes and minds. If you find yourself thinking, binge watching is a waste of time, well, it is, but I have a few things you can do during a mindless binge sesh that are halfway productive to your fitness journey. Here are 3 healthy things you can do while binge watching your latest show. Number 1, rolling. While you're watching, you can get down with a foam roller, working out those knots in your muscles. Hell, if you don't want to even get off the couch, you can take a lacrosse ball and roll the bottom of your foot while sitting. And you can also roll out your calf and anterior tibialis too. I do this a lot after standing on hard floors for 4+ hours a day. My feet and calves need a good roll down. Number 2, writing out your meals for the next week. Meal planning can be a pain, but you can do it while watching your TV shows. Let's be real now. None of the plots of these shows, movies, are that complicated. You can tune in at any time and still know what is going on. The only time this doesn't work is when you are watching a show with subtitles, like Narcos, for instance. In that case, refer back to suggestion number 1. By planning your meals, you will make better food choices and be less likely to find yourself shopping at the nearest gas station for some sustenance come lunchtime. We have all been there. Number 3, planning what you are going to do. This is very similar to number 2, but different. Plan what 3 things you have to do tomorrow, or the 3 things that you want to do. By writing them down, there is a higher chance of you actually doing them. That in turn will leave you feeling accomplished, less stressed, working on what you need to be doing, and as a bonus, you get to cross something out, which is a treat in and of itself. Next time you find yourself sitting down for an hour plus binge watching fest, try one of these tips. And who said watching hours of TV is a waste of time? Your fitness Sherpa, Josh W.